Three, two, and one. Back from a week off. The guys are in. No Hector today, but we have George in house. So, special occasion.
Sadly.
Yeah, once Hector comes back, I'll be in the back.
Yeah, you'll be relegated to the back of the bus again.
Yeah.
So, let's start with the...
What a day in music, honestly.
Yeah, shit, so much going on. Bunch of diss tracks, bunch of beef. Oh, we got more beef as well.
Yeah.
And reggaeton, so that kind of ties in, which is good. But let's start with the Fade concert.
Start with it.
How was it? I was
look at him.
I know. Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't go, but I know both of you went.
Holy shit.
That's the most vocabulary I've ever heard this man speak in my life.
That's the most normal I've heard you sound. I love it. All right. Well, we were at the Fade concert last week in LA, and he performed for about 2 hours.
Yeah, it was about.
Great set list.
Might be a little more, but like
low key, like
some
2 hours 15.
Some change.
Yeah, almost 2.5. I don't know where to start exactly, but I guess I could give my spiel.
Yeah, you give your day. What you got there?
I got there 15 minutes before it was about to start, so I got there 8:45. Everyone knew he was gonna come on at 9. I saw everyone saying that shit on TikTok and on Twitter, so we kind of knew it. And then you told me too in text, and I got there 8:45. He came on at 9:10, 9:15.
Yeah, it was around
about
that.
So we just found our seats, and honestly, he started. He came right out. The stage was amazing. Beautiful, like, setup. Very creative. Like, just the details that he had, like, on the screen.
Yeah.
The Green Man was on there.
Yeah.
Shout out to the...
Saw that.
Yeah. It was just great. It wasn't a regular stage.
Yeah. I've never seen a stage like that. Like, that setup.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to seeing shit on like TikTok or on IG, or people post pictures, and usually the stage is like side to side or a circle.
Yeah.
And this had like four corners. The middle had like steel cages with stairs and like stuff inside of there where they're doing shit. Each corner of the platform was meant for different purposes. One raised, another one had like a circle of lights come around him, and he would like visit each little point.
Yeah.
So everyone got like a good look at him. My favorite performances of the night had to be Briquel and Normal. As soon as I heard the beat on Briquel, looked at my girl and was like, because we were talking about it, like, oh, you know what song I wish you would perform is Briquel. And I hear the dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm my hearing is fucked up. Like, there's no way. And I just hear him start going, like, the first few lines, like, oh, shit. And the whole crowd sung that shit. Everyone already knew the lyrics.
Yeah.
That's just been out for like a week, 2 weeks max. Like, everyone already knew all the lyrics. The Normal one was also my other favorite performance. He had a lot of crazy reactions to some songs that I wasn't expecting, like Ultra Solo.
Oh, that's a cult.
That was one of, he didn't even sing. He didn't have to sing.
That's Mariano's favorite song, but even at the last tour.
Yeah.
That's like a cult, like the,
no,
his fans like fuck with that shit.
Yeah. I noticed. There was, let's see, Porfa was another one that went kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's
like Chori was really underwhelming. I was the only one singing that.
Like, me too.
It was just me and my girl's looking at me like, people don't like this song. I was like, I mean, I guess no one here. It was hard for me to understand certain things on the mic. Like, I had to catch here and there, but some things I'm just not, I can't like fully understand everything they're saying. Like, some of it just sounds too distorted. You know, I'll try to translate and like, oh, these are what, you know, but he put on a hell of a show. For anyone who's considering buying his tickets, just fucking buy them, pay the price. Well worth the ticket. Like, crazy show.
It was only him, no features or I mean,
he brought out Blast. He brought out ATL Jacob. And that's it.
Another song that goes like Le Pido Adios.
Oh, yeah.
That one, like, everyone goes crazy.
Yeah. I was really excited for that one. There's a few that I wish he would have done. They're my personal favorites, but for the most part, he had
like seven. He had like eight, seven albums.
Yeah.
Name them out, bro.
And I, dude,
he could listen. He could be listening.
I gotta give it to him. This guy went 2 hours and a half nearly. Like, back and forth, up and down. I don't know how he did it. After the fact, I find out that Vessi Adam was a hydration pack. And the whole time he was drinking, like, liquids to keep himself hydrated, which I'm sure he needed, because this motherfucker was running everywhere.
Yeah, I started at 9:07. Then the last video I have of Luna is at 11:15.
Yeah, see?
Did he take breaks or, like...
I mean, like 5, maybe 3 minutes. Like.
Yeah. The longest one was, like, 5. Then the other two were, like, a couple minutes each. I think my least favorite part of the concert was the acoustic.
He did Prohibido and then Porfa.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it was an amazing show.
He didn't disappoint then.
He did not. The outfits caught my girl a little bit off guard. She felt like everyone was dressed like a sort of like a rave.
Yeah.
Which she didn't know that was going to be like the kind of dress code. I was like, yeah, I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. I don't know. Like,
I know the outfits are like on par with like the
What
was the dress code?
His theme, like,
yeah,
green, you know, like fucking
neon. Yeah, I mean, the peso one was not like that. The Carito Ballesteros wasn't like that.
Like Bad Bunny's, everyone was wearing like cowboy shit and cowboy long boots.
Getting out of the arena was a fucking nightmare.
Was it?
That shit was terrible.
Yeah.
They parked us like in a weird...
Oh, you should have parked outside.
They fit us in, essentially.
Yeah.
And we were stuck in between like other cars that were parked. And then it was horrible. Before we got out of there eventually. Some dude that was outside of his car next to us was punching his car and like closing this shit with his girl there. And his girl just looked embarrassed. This guy threw up and then just, my bad, like 3 times.
To you?
No, like to his girl.
Oh, okay.
Like, because our window was open and you could just kind of hear him slamming the car door and hitting it and shit. And obviously she didn't want them to leave and shit, but the show itself was amazing. I would like to go every time he comes to the city. Or every time he has a tour and he comes to town. I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
Wesley, what did you think?
I thought that shit was lit. It was... I almost sound like a Ziggurat, but that shit was fucking... That's probably, like, the best concert I've ever been to. Like, the whole experience and shit, like...
Yeah.
Nah, he fucking... He smoked. You know how we fucking pulled up. Like, I was, like, feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was dope. You fucking... I think I blacked out when Cuales Esa came on. Like, I don't fucking...
No way!
No, like...
That's kind of early.
I didn't fully black out, but I was saying, like, the moment was,
okay, you just went.
Yeah, dark.
Your body took over.
Yeah, I was chilling.
Like, you were a shell.
Yeah, that shit was, like...
You're on autopilot, okay.
That shit was crazy. Then, yeah, the whole, I mean, Alacrán, like, everyone knew he was going to start with that. I said he was going to start with that shit.
But, yeah, yeah.
50 Palos was crazy. That video I have of that one, that's my favorite fucking video.
Of 50 Palos?
Yes. I just love the fucking... Where is it? Like you feel the fucking, the energy, George. Like, I think it's this one. Oh, did you hear Mariano?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that shit was like, that whole thing was fucking.
Now when I play the music, but the song's back, like, I'm getting goosebumps in the car.
Yeah, honestly, I've been to both.
Oh, Fade Over Bad Bunny?
This year.
Okay.
This concert.
Tour wise.
Frederick Calypse's, what's the Bad Bunny shit called? The tour?
Most Wanted.
Yeah, Federico Calipsi's clear is Most Wanted tour, bro. It's not even.
It's not even a discussion, bro. Is it the energy?
It's the energy.
Set list.
The songs, the fucking, it's everything, bro. Like, that shit was.
From what I've seen on the Bad Bunny tour, I wasn't there, but it looks a lot more calm.
Yeah, a lot more relaxed. Not more. I mean, like you said, it's not going to be your classic, like, reggaeton shit.
Yeah. But Fade's show was nonstop energy, except for the acoustic where he sat down for like 15 minutes. Other than that, the whole show, he is at 110%. The whole time I'm there, I'm watching this shit like, this is the best show I've been to. This is crazy. Like, is this what every concert's like?
No, it's not.
And then, I mean, the few that I've been to, it's never been like that.
I missed out.
You did.
Yeah, you missed out, George. Like, even on the way there, I was like, we get picked up. The party bus pick us up. And I put, like, on my phone, like, how long it's going to take us to get there. Mm. So I know, like, okay, we have this much time left because obviously there's no windows and shit you can't see. Well, there's windows, but they're like black.
Yeah.
Like tinted. So then I was like, all right, it was like an hour to get there. And I was like, all right, every 5 minutes, we got to take a shot of water. Like every 5 minutes. And I think it took us like an hour 20 to get there. Because once you got out of the freeway, like the traffic was like, like I take sure I got there probably like 8:15, 8:20-ish. Like,
okay.
And yeah, like that shit was.
So you guys finished the bottle.
And even like the whole, we finished a bottle like in a half. And Mariano had the big ass one, like the.
Oh, you didn't have the regular size?
Yeah. And that one was like, it was a little. We already had started that one like a while ago and he just had it.
Okay.
But yeah, we were playing like all the fucking songs and shit. Yeah. And we get there and it's fucking.
Same. I had the set list beforehand. I don't know if you.
Nah, I didn't want to look at it.
Nah.
I wanted to be fucking.
Oh, live it in the moment.
Yeah, I don't like looking at it. That's why I was like, bro, I need to know the set list. Because, he's like a casual Fade fan.
Okay.
And he was like, what song? I don't know. And he was like, I'm going to look up the set list. And I was like, all right, don't tell me the fucking set list. Like, I don't know how accurate it was.
Yeah.
But
it was accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nancy sent it to me the day of. Yeah, I think the day of. And,
disgusting, dude.
And it was accurate except for Briquel and the blast song.
Yeah.
Those two were added in. Everything else was accurate. So you pretty much added two more songs.
Yeah. And you probably saw Briquel was like taking off on TikTok and shit. Yeah.
No, that's a song.
And then Blast was, I knew he was in fucking bringing that motherfucker in.
Yeah. Which I kind of felt bad for him.
Why?
His little portion was quiet.
Like, yeah, less. I mean, we're supposed to, like, when he brought up Sean, at his last thing in the Vegas show, he brought up Sean Paul for Niña Bonita, and it was like,
not much of a.
Yeah.
Because Fade was kind of trying to hype him up and hype the crowd into, like, hey, show him some love.
But I'm pretty sure that's how I was when he brought Fade out at Coachella.
Okay. Fair enough. Could be. What else? What else is like? Favorite performance?
Cincuenta Palos.
Okay.
Gotcha. No, because I don't remember Cuál es esa. Like, you know, we were just like, Mariano was like, bro, Cuál es esa came on. I'm like, and he was like, we just went crazy. And I was like, bro, honestly, I'm like, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know what we were doing, but no one has the video for it. So obviously, all of us were like,
going crazy.
Yeah, like,
okay.
But
it might be that one then, since someone got the video.
Yeah, that's usually the best.
Something you have to live in the moment.
Like, I remember when we went to Miami, we're at Perro Negro, and then Drew was like, we're at Perro Negro, and then Perro Negro comes on, and then fuck, obviously the whole club goes crazy and shit. And then when Bad Bunny says like "Vi que te dejaste de tu novio," no one got that part. And Drew was like, "Bro, I thought you were recording. Like, no one got another bro. I was enjoying the moment. Like, all right, it's in here. That's all that matters. It's in here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have the beginning, like when the beat drops and Fade starts out, but like once Bad Bunny comes on, you know, I was like." You know, you're in the moment. That's what sucks. You got to choose between, do I want to save this moment or do I want to? Because when you're recording, it's not fun.
It's not.
I mean, it's cool that I have that moment right there, like the Cincuenta Palos one. That was dope. But obviously, I stopped recording after that part. Because that's the very beginning.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But it's just better to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Because I think you yourself are going to feel that moment forever.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to look back to the picture video.
But it's also dope going back. Like, I even go back to the next day I was going back to is the Nitro Jam Underground. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, damn, this fool fucking.
But that's why you need someone there to, like, take it.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was supposed to be there for.
He didn't do it.
And this motherfucker gets lost.
Lost on the floor?
On the floor. Oh, so we were close, bro. Like, this fool was, like, from... Let's say we're right here. He's probably like to the door
at point.
Because you know how he's doing.
Yeah.
And I like after the third, fourth time, I was just like, I'm not even gonna record no more, bro. Like this fool's been right here so many times. Like I don't even have.
Yeah. I think I have enough close ups of this.
Like
guy.
We were okay. So you know when he does the HOD and he's under the lights.
Yes.
We were like we're almost like right there.
Okay. Okay.
And then when he brought out like Blast, and then when he was telling him like you got to speak your Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, we're pretty much right in
front of him. Oh, you guys are on that side?
Yeah, we're, like, right in front of him.
Okay, got it. I was on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, right then, after a while, I was like, bro, I've seen him a lot. That's my fourth time seeing him.
Yeah.
Seeing him. So, I was like, and Rafa was supposed to be there to record, but this foot goes, bro. So, we walk in, right? We get there. Everyone has to take a piss. We go take a piss. And then, obviously, for the floor, there was a different entrance.
Okay.
And then, when we get there, Rafa was like, he was gonna get merch regardless because he didn't have a shirt.
Okay.
Well, he wanted to put on the merch shirt.
Got it.
And I was like, all right, if you're gonna be in there regardless, get me one. So he got me this one.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we went back, and by the way, the forum, the bar situation, loved it. Fucking loved it.
Yeah.
They had this little like liquor store, whatever the fuck, little mini mart. You literally, I don't know if you got drinks, but you walk in.
Yeah.
They scan. It's like a Amazon shit.
Yeah.
Your phone, whatever, you tap your phone, you go in, you grab whatever you want, you walk out, and they charge you.
Oh, that's dope.
It was super fast, efficient.
Wow.
No long. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for hearing my pleas at every fucking concert about the long, long ass line.
Someone finally solved it.
We go downstairs and then we like get to our seats. There's more bars down there, and then there's a merch shit. Nobody's in line. So then we all got the, most of us got the tan one.
Okay.
The one that just says Fair Tricalypsis.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, there's more bars on there, and then we get into like the actual arena.
Mm.
And we walk around, we're like, are we gonna get a good spot? And then we pick the spot that's right behind the bar and then a restroom as well. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, how fucking convenient. We just gotta walk, turn around. Here we go. I went to the restroom once.
Okay.
And then so Rafa, I don't know when he left, because like I said, I was fucking, you know, fucking. And then,
Perriando.
Yes. And then at one point, he just never comes back. And we were waiting inside the stadium for like ever, bro. Like the lights are on. This was gone. Fade's on. A lot of people were waiting for this. All right, this was taking forever. Let's go out. And I guess he couldn't come. He couldn't find us. He tried to go. He went back inside. He was like, bro, I just lost you guys. Like, I just couldn't.
When did he leave?
I don't know. But he says he was enjoying the concert by himself for a little bit. Like,
okay.
While he was lost. And then to make matters worse, this motherfucker has his phone on Do Not Disturb. And it's not the Do Not Disturb where like mine goes on Do Not Disturb. But after you, when you call it like within 2 minutes, it like vibrates and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He has it completely silenced. I'm calling him. He's not answering. Whatever. He finally answered. He's not making any sense. He's like, yeah, I'm over here. Well, where's over here? I'm like right here by this door. I was like, bro, go to the party bus. It's across the street of the Sizzlers.
Yeah.
Go. And that's how we pretty much like met up with him.
Shit, so you guys weren't even with him for the concert?
No, he was with there for like the beginning. He was probably he probably left like the last maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you guys worked together for most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. And then after that I was like, yo, I'm about to put a fucking air tag in this motherfucking shoe next time.
Was he drunk?
I guess he was. He said he was fucked.
Okay.
I mean, on the way there he was like, no, I can't do it. We were like pouring out
the
he
shots.
Was like, yeah, he's like, nah.
Maybe it was out then. Maybe he was like, you know what? I don't think I have the brain to really look for you guys right now. Like, I should just chill here and wait, because he's probably out of it. Maybe he found someone. Who knows?
Either. No offense.
I'm just glad you guys found him. That's positive.
Yeah.
That story could have, you know, went worse.
Yeah, that shit was... I loved every... like, going back to the fits. The fits were dope. Everyone was like...
Very on theme.
Yeah. That's dope. Always dope.
Oh, yo, we get there, and obviously, it's like, we wait about 15 minutes, and there's this girl.
Blacked out?
blacked out, but she's still like dancing. As soon as he comes on,
like next to you,
one row in front of me.
Oh, okay.
And she's like literally on the chairs, like shaking her ass, right? Like, but the whole, she wouldn't stop. Me and Nancy were just laughing, like, yo, this girl's like lit as fuck. And as soon as shit comes on, her friends take her away. Didn't see her for the rest of the show. So I think,
she ruined that for all her friends.
I think she was like, because when they dragged her out, she was literally like this. Like, they were holding her up. And she was, she either missed the whole show or like they went somewhere. I don't know. But I was like, yo, this girl's too fucked up. I saw that one coming. Who was it? There's another girl who's right in front of us. She bring a friend. And the whole time, the friend just wanted to enjoy the show, but she was a cameraman. So like, she spent the whole time recording her friend.
What was her friend doing?
You know, the shit, like, let me dance and let me show what I'm up to. That was literally what she was doing the whole time.
That's the fake crowd. It's a good crowd.
And I'm talking like, she would do it, sit back down, watch the videos, get back up.
Oh my God, I hate those people that are like editing their shit.
No, that's what she was doing. My whole row in front of me was low-key doing that. Like, they would turn around so they can see their face on the stage and then stop and then like be on the phone.
I don't know.
And
I post my shit after, when I get home, or the next morning, bro.
The whole, I mean, most of the stadium was always recording.
Yeah.
I had Nancy do all the recording. I think I recorded once. I think I could record as part of the acoustic.
Yeah, you see, that's what I need to do. I need to bring somebody. You here for just.
Yeah, I mean, she
recorded. Yeah.
She was just happy to see Luna and see Amor. Those were the two that she was excited for. And Brickell, when it ended up coming on. But other than that, she was just, you know, enjoying the sounds.
Yeah, that shit was lit, man. The fake crowd. Man, shout out to the fake girls, man.
Yo, he... They put it out. He has a very diverse crowd. Yeah. I was like, surprised to see older people.
Oh, I didn't see any older people.
There were...
Like, what's older to you?
Mid-30s and your 40s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see...
Okay. Yeah. Like, I saw a few, like, not potentially parents.
Okay. Maybe they bring the kids.
I think they did.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I thought was cool. I was like, oh, shit, okay. Like, and they were also on theme, and they were also singing and shit. He had that place packed out.
Yeah, well, it was super bright.
It was... I looked down at the floor, and it's just...
The floor was crazy.
A sea of people.
But it was dope. Like, it looks packed, but we had, like, our own space, and we were, like, close. Like, it wasn't like we were, like, sardines.
Yeah. You just had enough to, like... Still move.
Yeah. And that's why I like the floor.
Yeah. I was surprised that there was actually that much maneuvering room.
Yeah.
Because usually, at least anytime I've been on the floor, that's just like, we got to be packed in. We're stepping on each other's shoes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big venue, but the floor was dope. There was a lot of fucking...
Yeah. Did he give out like any hands? A new album, new music.
No, he did not.
I don't think he's dropping for a while. That's just mine. I think maybe until after the tour.
Maybe end of the year again.
September is, that's when he usually.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? I mean, I don't know. He put on a great show. There's something about the venue I was going to bring up, but I forget. I don't know. You got anything else?
Well, that was it. Go check them out. 10 out of 10. I might have to go double back. But, I mean, there's only a couple more.
And then California?
There was one today. And, like, Palm Springs. There's one tomorrow in San Diego.
Yeah.
I was contemplating it, but I don't think I'm going to go.
For San Diego?
Yeah. And then he's in Vegas next Friday. And that wraps up his SoCal.
Damn. What a show. I was not expecting for such a... Great experience.
I wish I could go back, dude.
Yeah.
I don't say that a lot about like concerts.
Same. I never thought I'd feel like the way I felt in that concert was something I just have never really felt like that. Like I really felt like, oh, this is why people go to concerts.
No, yeah.
This is the feeling. This is the kind of performance that people go, this is a concert. This is why I love to go. It was insane. Yeah. Well, that's all on Fade. That is all on Fade. We have Anuel, who is now dissing Bad Bunny.
We do.
I'm going to give you guys the exact lyrics. He said, in Toki, Kendall dejó hablar por lo mismo que casi adherí. What is he trying to say?
What is he alluding to? You know, damn, there's a lot of hostility going on in the music world right now. We're just throwing around allegations like crazy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's only two things you can say. Either he's on some sus type shit, mm-hmm. or he's being like abusive.
Right. Which you can't put anything past
people.
Yeah. But it's starting to feel like
it's a reach.
You're just doing this for attention.
Yeah, I accent
it. Yeah, that's what, like, it feels like.
Well, that's what's going back to the shit we were talking about on the page. Like, if you don't have, like, actual evidence, it's kind of just like he said, she said. And yeah. It's kind of just like you want clicks or whatever.
Because we talked about already, about Anuel kind of being down a little bit.
Yeah.
He hasn't been at his best for a minute. And now a lot of the times where he's in the news is because he's dissing or going at somebody. It's less about, like, the quality of his music from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But those are... Those are serious allegations to throw around. Like, and that's kind of why I don't want to go all the way with just, like, oh, he's attention seeking. Because if you're doing that, just for attention.
That's kind of wild.
That's crazy to just put out there like that.
Yeah.
That's defamation lawsuit coming for you. This
from,
isn't...
From both sides, probably.
Yeah. This isn't like, oh, your music sucks. This is... This is serious. This is a real... This could be career ending for Bad Bunny. If it were to be true.
Yeah.
This is it. I mean, no one's going to fuck with you. Because whatever Diddy's on... You don't want to be compared. Like, it used to be, oh, you're compared to Diddy, oh, CEO, you know, black excellence. Now it's trafficker. Trafficker, bomb threat, and sus on the low.
Yeah.
So, allegedly. That's a wild thing to just throw out there. He also goes at Arcángel again.
Yeah, I'm over that one, bro.
Same.
We don't need this. Yeah. Come on, bro.
I'm also over the Fade one.
Yeah. That one.
Get over it.
That one goes back to my Rocky Drake shit.
Yeah.
You lost the battle, bro.
Yes.
Like, you take the L.
Move on.
Yeah, dude, it's fine.
The best.
Everyone's lost a bad bitch before, bro.
For sure. Your best case scenario is to ignore it. And try to, like, you know, one up in some way.
Like, no one's even talking about it anymore, though. Like, you keep bringing it back. Vane hasn't said anything. And then maybe Kato G still, like, you know, she'll throw her little shots in her songs and shit. But that's her, like,
that's her real ex.
Yeah, but also, but that, I'm saying that's part of, like, her thing now, kind of.
Oh, you mean her persona?
Yeah, like, she's, you know, she's the bad bitch. She's La Bichota, you know, like.
It plays into her brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just continues to come off as, like, you're just really obsessed with this situation. And every time you do it, it just keeps getting more and more lame. Like, especially because they're not really responding to you.
Yeah. They're just... Faye has said a peep.
It's like a one-sided beef at this point. It's just you saying shit over and over and over. So, I mean, anyone in his camp, anyone in his team, anyone, like, who likes him, you would assume would tell him, hey, maybe back off. Maybe it's a wrap with that beef. Like, let's move on to music. Let's put out a good album or good singles. Like, let's focus on the art and less about just dissing. And this, to me, plays into that. It's like he's just going for the headline because he knows that he says that and he doesn't want to talk about it. But you're just now you put your own, like, the publicity over the songs.
Yeah.
How good it is. He's fucking himself over, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'll see now what the. You think Bad Bunny's gonna respond or?
Probably subs.
I mean, there's theories that he was sub. Bad Bunny was subbing Anuel a lot on his last album, like
right.
And vice. I mean, they've been doing it for like a minute.
Yeah. I don't think. I mean, we're not gonna get a like Drake Kendrick thing between them. That's not gonna happen.
Well, they kind of don't
match up like that.
I think it's one sided. Now,
got it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for Bad Bunny at all. Just you're only gonna pull him up.
Yeah,
you're only gonna pull him up. You know, be like, oh, this guy's good enough for me to go at. You have something with Tiny.
I have something with Tiny.
Oh, Jayco. Excuse me, Jayco.
Oh, he's on the same wave, like taking shots at everyone.
Oh shit! Oh, this is a heavy beef day. Okay.
Well, this was like 2 weeks ago, but we just haven't been.
Okay, we weren't here.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He took shots at Mora, J Balvin.
Didn't he say the same thing about J Balvin that Bad Bunny did?
Pretty much
the friends.
Yeah, thing, like he,
you're fake.
Kind of stole his shit. Yeah. Same thing about Mora, like.
He's stealing flows.
Ryan Castro, he went at. Can't remember what he said, but I think he's saying like Ryan Castro like begged him to be on Corazon Roto or some shit. There was something, bro. It was a while ago.
Okay.
Point is, I'm trying to make. I could be wrong about what exact shots he was sending him, but he was sending shots at those three particular people.
So, Ryan Castro,
Mora,
and J Balvin. Okay,
and then. My dad was like, what's wrong with this guy? And I was like, bro, it's the album rollout. Like, he's got to get...
Got to get clicks, eyes.
On the, that something's coming. I mean, he hasn't dropped anything, but...
But is it worth it?
I just think it's lame when people do that. Like, you're just going to try saying people's names to get, like...
Yeah, and you're burning relationships.
Yeah.
For maybe album sales. And J. Cole don't even have to do that. He's a good artist.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for him to do that. You're a great artist.
I mean, now, if he's really mad, okay, whatever, but it's just weird that you're coming at all of them all of a sudden. It was just random. This is like a Sunday, bro. Like,
Yeah, it's not even weird anymore. It's just, you know what it is. It's some sort of rollout. It's some sort of album coming, a song. You're promoting clothing. You're promoting a tour. You're promoting something. You just want people to put the attention to you for whatever reason. But you could do that with your music.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You could just drop good music.
That's really all it takes. That's the most important thing. You're just attention seeking.
The one that was the most common one that he didn't go after was Fate.
That what do you mean common?
Because everyone's saying like Fate stole his shit and then like ran with it.
Oh, okay.
He's like the biggest. And he got asked about an interview and he was like, nah, I don't think if I've been. He kept like, he was like, if I've been an inspiration to him, I don't know, maybe, but I mean, whatever. Like, he didn't say nothing like that.
Got it. It's just hard to believe that all this is real a lot of the time.
It's probably made fake money.
Yeah. It just feels like attention seeking. Because he's been, I mean, he hasn't really like dropped too much music.
No, he hasn't.
He's put out singles, he's been features, but he hasn't put out too much that's like a full project or. Yeah, so it could be a rollout. You also have Taylor Swift.
Bro, this is girls. She's the biggest act ever.
Yeah, she is.
Like, it's not even.
She sold 2.5 first week.
Million, George.
Yeah.
And then she also had this other. She also became the first artist in history to occupy the entire top 14 spots of the Hot 100 simultaneously.
God damn.
I don't listen to the album, nor am I going to.
Yeah.
But there was like a couple songs I've heard from the last one that was cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not mine for me, and I know these people as well, not for them either. But that shit was just insane, bro. Like,
yeah. I think we like to say, oh, Bad Bunny, Drake.
Yeah. When Drake says now that like only the person that could be in my thing says, bro, you not even in that stratosphere no more, dog. No.
She's alone in that.
Yeah.
Not.
She's insane.
How do you sell 2.5 in today's world?
She's got a great fan base, bro.
That hit, like,
and you know what I saw? I saw this video of like a guy in Mexico. He was going around like asking people like, "Oh, who's the bad like your celebrity crush or whatever, artist crush?" And a lot of guys in Mexico say Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah. He was in Mexico. I don't know what city, but he was going around asking, and a lot of them said Taylor Swift. And I was like, and I know there's like the meme, like Latinos love like güeritas and shit, like whatever, but I don't know if that plays in part of it, but
maybe. Or
no. I mean, and that video could be fake. Maybe that guy could be telling me, like, say Taylor Swift. I just can't go around thinking everything is fake.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we got to take some of it at face value.
It was, I mean, it was a mixture of a lot, but the majority of guys said, like, Taylor Swift.
Right. Some, maybe people like that. You know, that figure, that kind of look.
I'm part of Mexico.
No shots.
I don't know, bro. I just said, I don't know what city.
Have you seen that meme of her boy? What's his, the
Travis Kelce?
Yeah, this is what Travis Kelce has to go home after. Go home to after the Super Bowl, and they show that pic.
The one with, like, come on, she's on stage.
Yeah, she's, you know,
yeah,
it's just all back.
She's a nice girl.
She is, yeah. A wealthy girl too.
Very.
Maybe that's what people are seeing. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's where the love comes from. But I think it has to be part of the Juanita thing too. You know how it is out there. People like the light skin look for some reason. Yeah, Taylor Swift is in a class of her own. I can't. Maybe Michael Jackson.
That's, I don't know.
I think in his day he took like 10. I think he went diamond.
That was shit though. Like, yeah, you had to go buy shit.
Yeah. But I mean, if we're gonna compare him to anyone, that might be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's probably the only person you might be able to really compare him to. But because I'm sure if we're still in those days without streaming, she's probably doing double that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
She's probably double that in physical sales. Yeah, shout out to T Swift, man. Maybe we gotta start listening.
Georgia's been listening.
Georgia was ahead of his time. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I know the future.
You know the future or the future?
The future.
All right, we did get a big release. I would say it's a big release. Psycho. He put out Sakura. What do you think?
I like it. It's not bad. I really love that one song I sent.
Arihana.
Yeah, that song's a fucking banger. Hey Bebe, I like that song. I like the J Balvin one. The Sky Don't Be In the one, that was a little disappointed in both of them. And yeah, there's like a good six songs I fuck with on here.
Okay. His those first five I didn't need. I didn't like those.
Okay.
7 through 16, I like. They're cool. The standouts to me would be Como Suenan Las Estrellas, Número Telefónico, La Rihanna, Esqueleto.
I didn't like Esqueleto.
And Bad Gal. I think overall it was good. I don't know what it is about. I mean, this is the third album I've heard with this space galactic theme.
Yeah, that's kind of like him, Moraz, like that's kind of like their sound, bro.
Yeah, and I don't think it works. I'm gonna be honest, I don't love it. I don't love it. I think it works here and there, but overall, I'm not really feeling it. I wish they would go to, or I wish he would go, because I think he's talented, and he's put out some songs that I actually really love, but I just don't like this, like the concept.
Yeah,
and this is the third time I've seen this concept. This is the. You know, it kind of worked. It wasn't the worst. But I don't know what it is about the artist's love for this, like, sort of theme and concept and galactic and space. And I don't know what it is.
They're out of this world.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Yeah. I think it was fine. Nothing that was. I think the only song that will probably make it on there is La Rihanna and probably Como Suenan Las Estrellas.
Yeah, I think,
no. I think those would be the only two that make it on the playlist. But I think going into it, I actually was really excited because I think he's a good artist, but it was a little underwhelming.
I mean, it was like a debut project.
I would say it's a little underwhelming. Yeah, it's not going to get a lot of playback from me.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is disappointing, but we have been blessed this year with a lot of great music and good albums. So I can't be too hard on them. I mean, we're about to hit the 6 month mark, and yep, we've already had Blessed, Fade, Yomiko, a bunch of good singles. So I can't be too mad at it. We did have a single with Bad Bunny and Mike Towers. First song together?
Nah, Mike's on Yoago. He's on, I'll tell you right now.
Okay. Well, they dropped Adivino, and everyone made a big deal about the, funny enough, the Kendall lyrics.
Yeah, he's on Yoago.
Yeah, okay, cool. What song?
Puesto Paliguera.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. And he had some lyrics that seemed to be referring to him and Kendall's breakup, and that was the big, you know, talk of the town for about a day or two on social media. What do you guys think about the song?
It was cool. At first, I was like, whatever, but then I started listening to more, and I was like, you know, it's long. It's a long song.
It is. It kind of sounds like I feel like I've heard this song before for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound, I don't know what I was saying. I was like, what does it sound like? Is it Yonaguni? Is like, what is it? What does this sound like? And I kept trying to think, and I got too lazy to like look through my fucking library to see what exactly it sounded like. But it felt like I've heard this song before. But it was good. A lot more Bad Bunny, I think, than Mike.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's, well, I said Mike Towers and Bad Bunny. But I mean, they did the thing. Good song. Didn't disappoint. But it wasn't anything crazy either. Anything else in new music?
Eladio.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, your favorite. All right. What'd you think?
After first listen, honestly, I really liked Susano. Okay. But then today I was listening to that at the gym.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like honestly every song except for Don Cabron freestyle.
Yeah.
But Código G, that shit hard. Yeah. Hitting Muhar, Heavyweight, cool.
Yeah.
And then I love Susano.
Heavyweight was cool. I liked the Fury Klitschko.
Yeah.
That was a cool song. I liked that one a lot. Yeah, Susano I think is my favorite. It's the what, the Say You Will sample?
Yeah, from Kanye.
Yeah. That was cool. A little EP, a little five.
I had a feeling something was coming because I'm telling you, I kept seeing his shit like that prep. They're promoting him hard out here, bro. Like,
yeah. So I was like, putting in work.
So thankfully, shit. So I felt like something was coming. And shit came out of nowhere. Before dropped it like at fucking 3 or 6, whatever. Like,
yeah. A couple of days before, too. It was what, like on Tuesday? Wednesday?
No, it was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah. And then he had a show out in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Looked crazy.
Yeah. When was that? Was that?
I think that was like this week.
Oh, shit.
Or last week, the weekend. I don't know the exact date, but.
Got it. That shit was also.
Yeah, packed out.
Packed out. Jesus Christ.
The Latin America, the Latin acts, whenever they're in Latin America countries, the
show out.
It's crazy. The venues and shit.
I'll never forget the Karol G and I think, what was it, Chile?
Yeah. That was like last week or 2 weeks ago. That shit was
60,000 or some shit.
I think it was more. I think it was like 80. I don't know, but that shit was wild.
How much was that fade?
What do you think? Forum doesn't hold that much. Forum holds
no. I know it's not that much.
It's like 20,000.
Okay, multiply that by
25 max. It's an arena.
Jesus, yeah, I can't even
imagine. Well, I mean, that's gonna be him and Miami. It's at the Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah. That's his first arena
stadium.
Stadium.
Well, in the U.S., pretty sure he's done stadiums like another.
Yeah,
but that's. That's going to be like 60,000.
60K. Okay. A lot of those low EP was cool. I liked it. I'm actually, you know what? I like the EP route. I think they're almost forced to.
A lot of people been doing it.
Yeah. They're forced to concentrate on just like a few songs. And at least Blessed coming out with one.
He is?
Yeah, he's putting out like an 11 song EP.
That's not an EP.
Well, that's what he calls it. See what? Let me see.
Does he have any music that's already?
I mean, yeah, this is the song he dropped like a couple weeks ago. See right here. Este EP lo hice desde lo eterno y bello, blah, 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 whatever. And then it comes out 16th of May. So it's coming in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, two weeks. Yeah. And this is the cover art. And I think he put out the track list too. But yeah, it's like 10 of them songs. So
I think that's a new thing, though.
I think so. And I like it. I don't mind it.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, if it's good, I don't mind it.
Exactly. And with the way these albums are going, they're getting a little too long. So I'm cool with it. Anything else in your music? Anything else we're missing?
I've been listening to Espectacular recently. And that's a good song, bro.
Yeah.
I'm ready to put my stamp on it.
You think I gotta revisit?
I enjoy the hook.
Okay.
The hook a lot. I mean, when he gets into like his verse, I'm kind of like, but the hook, I really enjoy the hook.
Okay.
La Nena, I haven't got that was cool, but yeah. I haven't, you know. But yeah. Espectacular, I really like that one.
Well, I mean, we should be getting an album from him pretty soon. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'll revisit. I'll see what I think. Oh, Alvaro Diaz is also dropping Sayonara.
Yeah, that's on May 16th.
Yeah, he already has like 8 songs already out on here.
Yeah, next is Ryan Gosler next week.
Yeah, so we have more big drops coming. To me, my favorite song is still Gonzi Freaky. That song's
a banger. Let me see what.
That's my favorite song right now. That one and Mira Me with Blessed, No Beyond the Jones. Those are two really good songs. But I mean,
right now my favorites are still. I don't want to say any fade one, but
yeah, I'm saying non-fade really. Yeah, because we can do fade.
No Quiero Pelear. It's still heavy in my fucking.
Oh, okay, same.
I love that song, and then yeah.
My little restroom.
All right, thanks for announcing it. Please do not unplug anything. Anything else that's non-fade related?
I've said
Santa. What do you still?
I still fuck with that song. Yeah.
My girl did tell me like, yo, this song is good.
Yeah, it is good.
And she played it for a few. I was like, all right, yes, it is good.
Honestly, the only one he kind of missed on out of all of them was
La Nena.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't. I Hector's favorite. I was listening to that day and I was like, nah. And then also, what was the other one? When Halo Mama dropped, I was like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'd be skipping it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really.
It's funny enough, after you sent the thing of him performing that with Rao, I went back to like the actual song. I was like, damn, this is a good verse. This is a good. I fuck with this.
It's a good first, but I just don't like the
overall song.
The flow and like the beat and
gotcha.
But I mean, I said that shit like 2 weeks ago. I've been heavy on that album, Sol Maria or whatever.
Yeah. Telling you, dude, we've had a lot of music. I mean, that dude. You know what?
Oh, what were you gonna say?
Revisiting Segunda Misión, Late is a good song.
No, I hate that song.
Really? Still?
The best song is fucking Amiga, and then, I mean, La Ranger and El Royce. Those are the only ones I really be listening to.
Okay. Nah, I love Latte. Latte is a good song. Latte is, yeah, I've been playing that a lot. I think that was a good song. Good flow. It's something about, like, I think it's just think, yeah, it's a latte, like, at the beginning, that gets me. That shit, oof.
Nah, I like Elroy's the beginning, bro. The fucking just this little bar here. I gotta rewind it now.
That's fucking. Well, that's why you love it. Yeah, okay, I feel that. Yeah, the more I listen to that album, the better it's getting for me. Yeah.
And then with Miko, I mean, I No Quiero Pelear, and then Tres Tristes Tragos, that shit's a fucking.
Yeah.
And those are like back to back in the track. Oh my God. That shit.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you ain't gonna tell me. You ain't gonna tell me, dog. Great fucking album. From fucking Arco Iris to Princess Peach, she goes on a roll.
Yeah.
Like, she got A Mommy on there, Fuck TMZ, Offline. That whole, yeah. She just needs to take ID off and just let it go into the interlude, and the rest is perfect. Yeah. No, she did her thing with that. She's going on tour too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she just announced it, I think, on Monday.
I haven't seen.
Yeah, I think it's called the XOXO Tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She has a cool little, like, promo reel for it. She just has a little Tamagotchi hanging off the belt. And since we're revisiting things, I mean, manifesting.
Oh, that shit. Come on, bro. What the fuck? That's the fucking... That's 5 out of 5, bro. Fat Child, De Negro. I love De Negro. Then Fat Child was bumping Fat Child on the way to the concert. That shit was going crazy. Briquel is obviously Briquel.
Yeah. This is a perfect EP. I'm telling you now, these 5 songs are going to be my top 5 at the end of the year.
Nah, not mine.
For sure. I can already tell you. They are going to be my top 5. Because this is the... I play this album, which, I mean, it's only, 17 minutes? Front to back, 3 times a day.
All right, we got to go the whole next episode without mentioning anything Fade.
Really. I don't think we can do that. That's going to be a tough. How about this? What if first person to mention Fade shot?
Yeah. You could do it. All right. For next episode. Yeah. Unless he drops music.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Nah, he did a thing. And he put out a video for the JP Qualis song. Sessa. But that one too?
Yeah, today he put out Qualis Sessa.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. I just saw the JP song. And then I think, he already put out the one with Yandel.
Fecha and the Negro, I think.
Yeah. This guy's on a roll.
Yeah, I think he's the hottest right now.
Yeah.
I think he's got the crown.
Yeah, I think so. I do think Bad Bunny does get, a certain amount of hate, though, too, just because he's been at the top for so long. That people kind of people want to see him down.
But Fade's the whole people aren't really behind him either. Like,
yeah. Not yet.
Maybe after this tour.
He deserves it after this tour. He's got to... Again, George, just go tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. You made it sound like you were telling him, suck a cock or some shit.
Go tomorrow. This is San Diego. Take your... Your sister, your girl, or something. Your homie that you go to the G Street with, you go to LA with for the...
George, there's... You could probably find love, bro.
Yeah, you...
Did you?
Love? Nah.
You heard that? Not love. Wow, yeah. Not love.
Not anything. Yeah. Not like that. Yeah. So she was cool.
Yeah. Sounds like that. That's a dude in Apple. Shit. That sucks.
Nah, I never even got her name, bro.
Yeah. But she might get yours soon. Who knows?
I don't know. But
yeah.
Nah, it was cool.
You know what's funny? We're gonna keep Jake riding Fade, so anytime I look up Fade, guess who comes up? The boys.
Damn.
If I Google him, guess who comes up?
No, we don't. What do you Google? Just Fade?
For my reels I have to get new images a lot of time. So I just put Fade 2024, Fade 2023, Fade whatever, Fade this, Fade concert. And on almost every search result, at some point on that first page, we come up. On images, we come up on Instagram. I think I checked TikTok, but TikTok, we are kind of like, you got to scroll 3 times.
Okay.
But,
a couple scrolls.
Yeah, because there's a concert ones, and there's those fade edits where it's a long
one. Oh, we're in the concert one too, bro. I got the video. I got the footage.
That's right. But yeah, we come up, the LFE. There was a point in the concert, I left this out, where a guy threw a shoe up on stage, and I think he signed it. And I looked at my girl that's got to be Wes. Because I think I saw an Air Max 97, and I think it was the ones you have, the Sean Witherspoon ones.
I was wearing those, but I would never throw those on
and
stage.
Because I see, you know how you see him on stage, he's sitting down, he picked up a baby, right? And then he throws up the...
That was a toy, though.
Oh, it was a toy.
I hope it was. Was it an actual baby? I just saw the video. I don't remember the.
Well, the first time that I saw him interact with the crowd, he sat down on the stage on the side corner.
I hope people aren't taking their infants
right
to mosh.
That's the first thing I thought too. But I was like, yo, maybe.
I think it was a toy because I saw a thing saying that Karol G got the same toy like her concert.
And oh, gotcha. The fading Karol G toys.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he got something thrown at him. He's signing it. And I for sure see Air Max 97. And I go, that's got to be Wes. And then when you said, yo, I can't wait to pod, I'm like, oh, this guy's going to bring in the shoe. This guy's going to bring in the shoe. And he's never going to wear those shoes again. And that's just going to be up on here, right here.
I would never do that. I mean, I would let... Oh, I don't know if I'd let him sign that. I would let him sign it now. Those are kind of beat up. Yeah. They might be... I've worn...
A few times.
They've gone through their lifespan, I think.
Right.
But nah, that would be... I hate people when people throw shit on stage.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, I hate when they do that.
They threw tees, the toys, I saw that, shoes. There was something else that they threw that he literally picked up and like put it like threw it down to that like the with the cages. Like here, put that away. He didn't even look at it. He just was like, oh, I don't know what this is. I don't know if it was a bra or whatever. But I really thought Wesley threw his shoe up there and got that shit signed.
I wouldn't even know how to get that shit back. Someone would steal that shit from me.
Yeah. I think, I feel like if you throw it up there, you run the risk I'm never getting that back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. when people throw their phones, I'm like, yo, I can't.
Someone threw a phone too.
I think they do that at every concert now.
Yeah. Which is, we've seen the risk of doing that. But in my head, I'm thinking, oh, Wesley's probably a little fucked up right now. And him and the boys were in the back like, yo, what if we just sneak in a marker? And if the opportunity comes, just launch your shoe at him.
You could have snuck in. We snuck in some shit, but there wasn't nothing like...
You know, one of the funniest shit that... So the whole two rows in front of us are just like lining up. And my girl looks at me like, are you seeing this?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yeah.
These hooligans.
I'm like, yo, they're getting lit here. Like, this is getting... The whole section was just fucking smoke everywhere. Like, I'm telling you, every like two people had like blunts and joints. And she was like appalled, like, oh my God, what is going on here?
Bro, that's what she was like at Beaudry's wedding when I took out my flash. She was like,
oh yeah.
What is that? What are you doing? And I was like,
I remember.
It's a flash. What do you mean?
Yeah, sure, she told me too. She always told me the same thing. She was like, did you see what Wesley has? I was like, the flash. I was like, yeah. And I, oh yeah, like he showed me when I said, what's up to him earlier? She was like, what's wrong with him? What's up with him?
Security.
Yeah. She's snitching? That's crazy.
Nah, that's it, man. I wish I could go tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, every time, God willing, that he comes to town on a tour, I'd like to go, because that was insane. That was insane. I don't know how much tickets were. Like the day of.
They were going the day of the floor, they were going for like 500.
That's insane.
And I was contemplating, I was like, I might just
go.
Because I got them for 204 when they dropped. I got the pre-sale.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I think I got my niche for like 105. But I mean, I wasn't on the floor. But even for that, I was just like, that's a good price. Like,
$100
each.
They've gone down. I was looking, the San Diego ones are like 80 for like the cheapest one.
Yeah, again, if you're even contemplating, just go. Like, what's $80? You gotta go. Like,
that's what I'd be saying, bro. What's 100 extra more, dog? Just drop it.
Yeah,
I know we already spent $5, but it's all good. You already spent $5. Dog.
All right, now we're talking about maybe bad advice.
We already spent like $5. What's the extra? It's for the experience.
Yeah, I will say that was well worth the experience. Like, even. I mean, obviously, people are paying $400 or $500 for the Bad Bunny tickets in LA.
Yeah,
it's around that.
That's about like 3 to 5.
Yeah. And I mean, you said at least his last concert was good, but not great. But this was great. Like, it's worth whatever.
Oh,
It is well worth it. Because a lot of people get mad at artists just sort of going up there and just chilling and like barely singing or being too laid back or they're not very performative or. Where's the show? But this guy went all out. Like, he treated it like, I mean, you could speak better to this since you've been to other concerts, but I feel like he treated this like, yo, this is my...
No, that's how he is every time.
This is my coming out. Like, this is it. I got to put on, like, a crazy show. That's how it is every time.
Wow. The other one was for the... Last year was the same. He got out at 9 and like, the total full 2 hours. And that was a smaller little... It was like a theater. But yeah, he's running back and forth.
Production? Like, what about like the stage and
all? It was a theater, so it was just a regular like thing.
Okay.
But my boys moved up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yo, how's he taking that? He's got a fucking couple trailers going along with him on tour, because that shit was huge. Pause. Like, he's got to have a couple trailers logging that shit around.
Yeah.
And yeah, I never understood why people praised the theatrics of a concert. I was like, I mean, yeah, it's fire. Like, it's cool. But now that I lived it, that shit's cool. Like, the lights, the lighting, the fire, the each stage, how it kept changing. Another thing, too, we'll end it on this. Some of the songs, I feel like they switched it up a little bit for, like, the beat to drop at a different time, right?
Possibly, yeah.
Where, like, it would kind of keep going, and then the beat would drop, like, a couple seconds into, like, the lyrics for, like, a certain time. Like, I think they changed it a little bit so that it wouldn't be, yeah, like, with the regular song, because as I'm singing it, I'm like, oh shit, okay, I think we skipped the yeah. But yeah, hell of a show. Anything else, guys?
Nah,
that's it. All right, guys, episode 155 of the LFP. Hector, we missed you. Until next time, we sound like I was about to say, get your tickets. We're fucking sponsored by this guy, but you know, just off the straight, man. Go get them tickets.
I know you needed this one.
Till next time.